This is State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Javier Montano is a singer-songwriter from Greene County in eastern North Carolina. 21-year-old moves seamlessly between various regional genres out of Mexico. He incorporates traditional big band instrumentation into recordings and on occasion performs with a small quartet. Online, he's putting out stripped-down acoustic versions of his own music, displaying the roots of banda and norteño music. Javier Montano, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
I'm pleased to be here. Thank you so much.
Doing well today?
Yes, I am. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I hear you almost became a TV star a couple of years ago, but Hurricane Florence got in the way. What happened?
They got in the way. I believe it was Dorian, if I'm not mistaken. It was in 2019. Mm-hmm. It got in between the things.
Well, what happened?
So I was, doing great on a TV show. It was a competition, and I got the four passes. I got everything straight. A lot of people loved my music, loved the talent that I was bringing to the competition. And I was just scheduled to go back. So I flew out to Burbank, and it went well. So I flew back home. And when I was supposed to schedule, I remember this like if it was yesterday. It was a Thursday. I was supposed to fly out a Thursday, September. And then we got the news that, hey, there's a hurricane hitting. We're going to have to cancel your flight, and I don't think we're going to have a chance to reschedule your appearance because, like they say, the show must go on.
What is the name of the show? And give us a sense of the reach of the show that you were on.
The show is called Tengo Talento, Mucho Talento. It is a national TV show. It was seen, especially some parts, it's starting to become more of an international show now because certain competitors from Russia, actually, when I went to participate, I got the honor to meet some people from Russian people, and I also met some other Colombian, even people from Spain. So it's national TV here in the U.S., but it's starting to become more international now.
How did you take it? How did you take the news?
Wow, let me tell you, it was something really heartbreaking because someone who dreams to be in this business, in the music business and everything like that, it was really heartbreaking. I took it really bad for about, I kid you not, maybe almost 3 months. It really stumbled me and it really, it brought me down and it just really impacted because the experience when I went to that TV show was amazing. I saw the Hollywood sign. You see all these things that you only dream about as a musician and as an entertainer, and for it to come down short because of Mother Nature, it's really devastating.
Well, you pulled yourself together, and you're still making some great music, and I want to hear some of it right now. Here's your song, Si Vuelves.
Nuestro amor. saber más de ti. Y si vuelves a querer algo conmigo, olvídate y vete, por favor.
Si vuelves, I'm here with Javier Montano, and he is the singer-songwriter. But that's a great song. Is that a particular genre of music, or is that something you just kind of, you know, worked out yourself? Tell us more about what kind of music that is.
Okay, that right there is música norteña. Is in English, it would be called northern music, and it originated from the northern part of Mexico, which is my roots. My father's from Monterrey, Nuevo León, and that's where it really originated from. So in that song, I really really wanted to bring my roots out, and I really wanted to express the type of music that I grew up with. That was one of the songs I wrote, and I had the idea that I really want to express my roots with my lyrics. So it comes from, you know, northern Mexico. It's different instruments, accordion, the bajo sexto, which is like a 10-stringed guitar. So it's a really amazing instrument. And you got your classic bass and your classic drums, which is a really great representation of the northern part of Mexico's music.
When you put a song together, then you work with other musicians. How do you arrange your songs and record them?
So definitely first it comes down to the lyric part. So depending on if I already have a song written, we work with that first. We need to see what style we would want to bring that song to life with. After that, we come up with the melody, and per se this one, it was pretty simple because I already had the idea in my head. And I got a couple guys, really amazing musicians from, actually, you know, I want to give them credit. They're from Santa Ana, California. Their name is Grupo Exalte. They're an amazing group out there. And they really gave it that, you know, even especially, I dare to say that the Texan part of the Hispanic culture as well. So they brought the Tex-Mex as well as the northern part of Mexico. So it was a really great mixture.
Well, I want to get it's a terrific song. And now what I want to do is change gears a little bit and get a feel for some, like a stripped down version of your music. Because like many performers today, you're using social media, obviously, to get the music out there. So before I play Mi Aror, let's talk a little bit about what it's like to simplify your music for a phone performance.
Definitely. It's really, like I said, especially me being a solista, artist is I really gotta, you know, just express especially in music, you express what type of music you feel, express your culture. But in this case, I really like to touch every single part, because as my personality is, I really couldn't just stick to one specific genre. And I feel like my personality goes on with different types of style of music, different genres. And especially this, we used a 12-string guitar, a normal acoustic guitar, and a normal bass, which also brings out, you know, great sound, great, like the part of Sinaloa, Mexico, their culture. And it's a really amazing, you know, feeling to be able to bring those types of cultures, not just from one specific part of Mexico, but just in general, everywhere I can touch in Mexico, so people can hear. People can feel the different cultures.
Let's listen to Mi Error on Instagram.
Una vez más estoy parado frente a ti, rogando que no te vayas, que sin ti no soy feliz. Ya son varias las promesas que yo nunca te cumplí. Dices que el perdón no vale nada. Que quieras, cásate o dormido el día.
Javier Montano on Instagram performing Mi Error. Great. Another great song, even on the kind of stripped-down version and having to make it come over your phone. Did you grow up in a musical family?
No, actually, I am the first-generation musician, first-generation singer, and that's the, you know, the beauty of it. I found my passion. I found something that I feel like I can grow and I can relate to and hopefully in the future give my children that touch of how I grew up. But yeah, definitely first person in the family to ever even pick up an instrument and decide to play.
What were those first instruments and what was your first musical interest in terms of genre?
My first instrument was actually the piano, I would say. I picked up the piano and after that, I just kept going with guitar. I kept growing. I learned how to play the bass. I know how to play the drums. And I have ever since it all started with the piano and in types of music, I first expressed myself with electronic dance music, better known as EDM. At the age of 15, I started producing my own EDM music. And ever since then, I've been growing in the music and I started, you know, exploring more different genres. And that's how it all started.
Well, it doesn't sound anything like EDM now, but it's a great way to start, and you are a multi-instrumentalist. I want to listen to one of your songs here, Conmigo.
Quiero saborear y tus labios rojos que me No me duele saber que no buscas a un hombre que te ame y que sepa apreciarte. Pero antes que te vayas, quiero contarte unas cosas para que lo pienses. Con mis labios voy a rozar tu cuerpo por completo. Poco a poco vas a sentir el calor de Tú tendrás lo que tú quieras, solo dime, yo te lo consigo. No lo pienses más, deja todo atrás, tu vida cambiará conmigo.
Y no lo pienses más, que tu vida cambiará conmigo.
Conmigo, Javier Montano. Javier, another great song. I don't have a heck of a lot of time, and I do want to play some of your music, but give us a sense of what's next for you. What are you looking forward to?
Definitely. A lot of big projects coming up, a lot of more music, a lot of great music keep coming, and a lot of big projects coming with other musicians, talented musicians. We got a lot of big surprises as well. So, you know, everybody should stay tuned. Follow all my social media, Javier Montano Oficial. We just have a lot of amazing things.
Javier Montano, 21-year-old singer-songwriter from Waltonsburg, North Carolina. Javier, what a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us.
It was an honor being here. Thank you so much.
You can find out more about him and everything else we talked about today at our website, stateofthings.org. And we also want to note that yesterday, very exciting day for WUNC. WUNC launched the podcast inspired by the Embodied series that started on this show. The podcast is called Embodied. It features conversations about sex, relationships, and health. It's hosted by Anita Rao. It is great, and you should add it to your podcast list. Make sure you are downloading. You can find it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast, Embodied. It launched yesterday, and it should be on your iTunes playlist or something else very soon. That's the state of things for today. Produced by Anita Rao, Amanda Magnus, Grant Hullab-Mormon, Kaya Findlay, and Stacia Brown. Jenny Lawson's our technical director. Al Widarski engineered today's show. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, the music of Javier Montano.
Seguimos avanzando. Puro para adelante, viejo.